This is the second recording in a series of recordings on Mosaic. Today is the 4th of June, 2025. I'm Mike Dilger. In this recording, I'm going to talk about serialization of binary data, as well as JSON, with respect to Mosaic. This is quite low-level information intended for developers. When we are defining a network protocol with binary network packets, we need to be precise about exactly how the data in those packets are arranged. Data in computer memory is organized in a way that is not the same on every computer. Indeed, it's not even the same every time you run the program. There are at least four different ways that data in memory looks different from data in a network packet or on disk. The first is alignment. The second is the sizes of data types. The third is the byte order of integers, and the fourth is that some data is spread out across your virtual memory space and connected via pointers. Let's start by talking about data alignment. Most programmers these days don't worry about low-level details like alignment. The compiler handles this for them. But in certain cases, it pays to understand it and do it right. If you load data that is aligned, it loads as fast as the CPU was designed. But if that data is not aligned, it may take twice as long to load. It has to first load the high bytes and then load the low bytes in two separate instructions. When you create a struct in C or Rust, you specify fields of various sizes. Let's say the first field is a 16-bit integer and the second field is a 64-bit integer. If that structure is packed, then the 64-bit integer starts at byte 2, which is not aligned. Reading and writing that field is twice as costly as it needs to be. And so by default, C and Rust don't pack structures. They align each field. So this hypothetical struct will actually have 6 bytes of padding after the first 16-bit integer field and before the second 64-bit integer, so that the 64-bit integer will be aligned. That padding is invisible to the programmer. You cannot access it, and you can easily forget that it's there. In a social media protocol, you're going to be pushing data across the network. You certainly don't want to push raw data structures that have padding you didn't even know about. Computer languages provide something called serialization and its inverse, deserialization. This is a process where data in memory is packed into a linear serial form in a standardized fashion so that every computer can unpack it and end up with the same data. Despite the different alignments, different type sizes, the integer byte orders of those different computers. Generally, the data is not aligned in the serialized packed format because it doesn't need to be. Serialization and deserialization have a performance cost. You have to allocate space and convert and copy data both for serialization and, again, for deserialization. So next comes the brilliant idea. What if you could access the data in its serialized form without actually deserializing it? Then you could avoid memory allocation and you could avoid copying. The parts you can't avoid are the conversion parts, the byte ordering adjustments, the lookups of offsets and links. But computers are very fast when it comes to flipping byte orders and adding offsets, much faster than memory allocation is. So in many cases, it's actually faster to design and use a serialized data format that can be directly accessed. In such a case, the serialized data format needs to have aligned data. It should use integer byte ordering that is the most common. It should be laid out to use the fewest number of lookups of links and offsets that are needed, etc., while not wasting space. Now, while using the serialized data directly will usually be faster, it won't always be faster. The exception is when you need to access a field many times over it. Then you're doing the conversion over and over. You're not doing memory allocation, you're not doing copying, but you're doing that conversion over and over. So in that case, it might be faster to actually deserialize it first, to pay the memory allocation and copying cost. Guess what? We don't have to choose. We can design such a directly accessible serialized data format. And then programmers can either directly access it or they can deserialize it, whatever works best for their use case. And that is precisely what we're doing in Mosaic. We try not to waste space, but we keep things aligned. We use little endian byte ordering for integers since most CPUs use that layout, and we provide a Mosaic core library that offers accessor functions directly into the serialized data, as well as serialization and deserialization into structures for cases where that would be better. Note that these serialized data structures are a pain in the ass to edit, almost impossible. But they're meant to store digitally signed data, which you cannot edit anyways. For creating tags and creating records, you supply the parts to a function that assembles and signs. For creating filters, it is similar. In Rust, there is a type called a string, capital S, and it is owned allocated vector of bytes guaranteed to be UTF-8 encoded. There is also a borrowed variant called an ampster. The ampersand is the borrow or reference operator, and stir is the type. This pattern repeats throughout the standard library, for example, with path buff and amp path. In Mosaic core, we follow the same pattern. An amp record is borrowed, and an owned record is owned. Because the serialized data is operated on directly, the insides of an own record is just a vector of bytes, and the insides of an amp record is just a slice of bytes. The same goes for amp tag and owned tag. Figuring out where the fields are inside this slice of bytes, or where the slice of bytes ends, is handled by the field accessor functions. Okay, so many of you will be thinking, what the fuck? Why not just use JSON? Nostr uses JSON, I think ActivityPub uses JSON, AppProtocol uses JSON or XML or some crap like that. Why didn't I just do that? Well, I guess it is because I know too much. I know what a JSON parser has to do in order to turn JSON into a struct with field access. Serialization isn't too bad, but deserialization is very expensive. I wrote a parser that's almost an order of magnitude faster than a general JSON parser for Nostr, getting its performance edge based on knowing what Nostr events look like ahead of time. But it still has to do a large and unknown number of tiny memory allocations to build that struct. The performance cost is very high, and in my humble opinion, that cost buys you very little. It's unnecessary and wasteful. It gets worse when it comes to digital signing. JSON isn't really a data format. It's a programming language. Quotes and backslashes aren't actually in the data. They are programming syntax to help arrange the data that lies in and around those characters. Object fields can be in any order and have the same meaning. The exact same data can be represented in a multitude of ways. Characters can be escaped that don't need to be escaped, using single-letter escapes or Unicode escapes, and each of these will hash to a different hash value, causing signature verification to fail unless signatures are done on data that is first normalized somehow, and that normalization procedure also has a cost. Lots of people just assume that computers are fast enough. Around 2000, I remember the shift. Software developers worldwide were repeating the belief that computers would just get faster and faster, and developers should stop trying to optimize things. But even today, we have performance issues. Write a loop inside of a loop inside of a loop, and soon you will change your mind. It is still a good idea to eke out all the performance we can, especially since the cost of doing so is very low. Well, there is a cost to the development time, but I'm paying that cost by designing the spec and writing Mosaic core. Every other developer could just take the win without paying the cost that I've already paid. Let me be clear. There is nothing stopping anybody from converting from binary to JSON and back. In fact, I intend to put that functionality into Mosaic core. At your layer of software development, you can deal with 100% JSON, 0% binary, if you wish. I encourage you to use JSON for display output or log files or input. Just at the low layer of the protocol itself, the hot path, let's do it the fast way. There was a famous Linux-related debate about systemd's log files. Leonard Pottering made them binary, accessible with journal control. Linus wanted them to be just plain text files, as they always had been, but Leonard kept them as binary files. Binary files pack much tighter, use less space, And you can always just run journal control and convert from binary to text whenever you want, and then use awk or sed or whatever you want on that text. So why not use binary? Many people sided with Linus, probably because he's more famous. But I think Lennart was right. Log files have to be appended to constantly, so you can't just use any compression algorithm, and a compression scheme that understands the data is going to be more optimal. Despite the backlash, everything was just fine with binary data. Okay, well, that's it. Short episode this time. Cheers.